It's Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. The end of January is a bit late to talk about resolutions, but contributor Jennifer Fields has finally made one she's able to keep. Her resolution, find a bra that fits. For the approximately 50% of the population who do not wear them, this search might seem like a silly thing. But for those who do wear them, the struggle to find something barely tolerable, let alone comfortable and supportive, is real.
According to MarketWatch, foundation wear is a $12.4 billion industry and growing. Trillian Bergman and Meredith Northway are in the business of helping those who need the support find something that fits. In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Bergman and Northway hope to help the bra-wearing community make peace with the devil.
So what you really want to have holding the breast tissue in place is actually the band, so the part that goes around your rib cage. To have that part be supportive, it needs to be tight enough that it's going to do about 80 to 85% of the work for the bra so that you don't rely on the straps. A lot of women find that the straps, they're cranking them really tight to hold up the weight of their breast, but if you have a band that's tight enough, you won't have to do that and you shouldn't really feel anything on your shoulders.
Are there basic components, Trillian, that just have not changed? What makes up a bra?
So the thing that makes a bra is basically just the band and the cup. Beyond that, you don't have to have a wire, you don't have to have straps, but it's just having the band tight enough where it stays in place, provides support from the core of you rather than coming from the top. And then the cup needs to be basically structured enough that it provides support within the cup itself. So things like molding or seams provide uplift, as well as keeping them on your chest, keeping the bra on your chest with the band. And then straps, obviously, they provide a lot of stabilization, but they don't provide much support, as Meredith said, just that 15%. And then wires are another option for more structure and support.
So the basic concept, the basic structure of the bra hasn't changed.
No, I think it's true, but it feels like a myth a little bit of like the inception of the actual bra as we know it today, where it's just like two handkerchiefs and a ribbon. Like that's the idea of where it came from. And that basically hasn't changed. You'll find a lot of bralettes are basically the same thing, where they're just two little triangles of fabric and a band that goes around. It's basically a ribbon.
So, Meredith, while the structure, the basic structure of the bra hasn't changed, two handkerchiefs and a ribbon, as Trillian said, while that hasn't changed, the aesthetic, the style, the look has certainly shifted over the years.
Absolutely. And especially in recent years, it's become, you know, your lingerie can be a trendy part of your outfit, too. And it's not just something that you wear that's not ever seen. It's really funny looking back, seeing over the year how styles have changed. You know, we went through bullet bras and fun things like that. And now the market tends to be more saturated, at least in America, with, you know, bras that have more padding and molding, very round shape. Nothing's going to show through. But it even varies country to country. A lot of the brands that we carry are not from the United States, and they like to focus on lace and really beautiful designs and have a more natural shape.
So is there a choice then, Trillian, since you deal with inventory, do we have to make a choice between what is considered beautiful and what's considered supportive?
Of course we can. The whole point of the lace and the beauty is that they provide a lot more structure. So a lot of the bras that we're used to in the U.S. are that more padded, molded, beige, kind of blah-looking bras. And those actually don't provide very much support and because there's not very much structure in the cup. Even though you're used to seeing them, looking at them and seeing them, that they're like already a shape, they don't tend to fit very well because they don't allow for any difference in size from each side. And each woman is a different shape. And if you're not that same shape, then they don't fit very well. So the nice thing about the lace is that they are a little bit more flexible in the cup and they provide a little bit more unique fit. And they have a lot more lift to them also. So if you're wanting lift and separate, really what you should be looking at is a lace bra.
So pretty. Mm-hmm. Pretty things do hard work.
Yes, they do. And comfortable to boot.
So as someone who's in the business of making women comfortable in this foundation wear, I've read studies that say that they're not necessary for our physical health, right? Whether or not that's true, who knows? You can read studies on both sides. Some say that it's important to wear. Some say not so much. Follow the money. That'll tell you what side they stand on. But I'm wondering if it's not only a physiological thing, but it's an emotional thing. It's a mental thing. Like having something that fits you well and supports you is more about how I feel internally than necessarily, than not how I look externally, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that just even from my personal experience, coming here and trying on things that fit so perfectly is just a huge confidence boost. We're used to going to the stores and just grabbing things that look like they're close and will work, trying them on, wrestling them on and off of our own bodies, not being sure if anything fits exactly how it should. And, you know, it can be kind of a negative experience trying on undergarments by yourself.
What are the common mistakes people make? What mistakes do we make when we're purchasing foundation wear?
With bras specifically, I think the biggest mistake, and it's not the consumer's fault at all, is that at most, you know, typical stores in America, we only go up to a triple D or an F cup that's available, and that's just not realistic. So what stores will do is put you in a band size that's way too large and not secure to your body to get your breasts covered. So, you know, maybe you need a 32H or something, and they put you in a 38 triple D. The biggest thing I see is people coming in who have been wearing a band size that's far too large just to get the right cup size, and then they're not experiencing the right amount of support coming from the band.
Coming here is one thing, but if you can't get here, what's a good way to make your best guess at what you need?
I would say if you can measure around your body, just underneath your breast tissue on your rib cage, we say if you measure at an even number, add 2 or 4 to that number to get your band size, generally 2. But if you feel like things are just really too tight, 4 is fine. If you measure at an odd number, 1 or 3 added to that number will get you the correct band size. From that, cups are really mostly based on how wide the wire is, or just how wide the cup is if it's not wired. So if you have something already at home, figure out where that band needs to be, and from there, see, would it be better if it was 1 finger over, 2 fingers over? See if you can find out where that wire should rest so that all of your breast tissue is contained. And then that, however many like finger widths along that is, that should be about how many cup sizes up from that or down. It's a lot easier to size too big than too small. So if you're finding that the wire or the edge of the cup is really in your armpit, that's telling you that the cup is actually too big.
So that's a lot.
It's science, Trillian. It really is science, which is why it's so easy to go that one. You know what I mean? It, it becomes this thing where, for the most part, until it starts to hurt, it's innocuous. Mm-hmm. It's a reflex action. It's what I do. It's part of my morning routine. Mm-hmm. It's something that I grab. And honestly, I calculate how long I'm going to be out, what I'm going to be doing, and then I pick the one that I think is going to annoy me the least amount of my day.
Yeah, and I think that's a common thing, but it really is having the right size bra means that you just forget that you have it on. And forgetting this thing that takes up so much energy gives you so much more mental energy and space to actually do things outside of the house and outside of your job and all of these things. So it's really, I mean, that's why we're here. That's why we do this. It's an empowering moment when you just do not have to do the extra work in your head that an ill-fitting bra is taking up.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Jennifer spoke with Trillian Bergman and Meredith Northway of La Lingerie in Madison. Oh.